Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. It was a somber scene inside the locker room on Monday. We had a chance to catch up with a few of the players as they packed up their belongings, packed up their lockers. They talked a little bit about the game, what went wrong, but also looking ahead to that 2014 season. Hear what they had to say about that and much more in this edition of Locker Room Uncut.
I wish we could have just got off the field a little bit, you know. I mean, third downs, you know, we weren't able to get off the field. They kind of pretty much moved the ball, chewed up a lot of clock. We would have liked to get a turnover or two, you know, maybe give the ball to our offense in good field position or something like that. You know, even just force them to punt some more. But we weren't able to. You know, they were clicking. Peyton was on his game. Those guys are a good football team. It's going to be a good game.
Well, he's a big player. I mean, he's a big name player. We missed him, and but like. It's been all year. It's the next man up type of business. It was unfortunate that he went down. It's probably just one of the biggest games of his life. And for him to go down early in the season was definitely disappointing.
I don't think anybody in this league does things deliberately to hurt another player. I don't think anybody really plays that way, especially at this level of football with two great football teams in the Broncos and ourselves. So, you know, I don't know.
How often do plays like that happen between receivers and guys in the secondary we just don't see because there's not as much attention on it?
Yeah, you know, the game has kind of evolved to that, you know, with bunches and stacks and kind of guys trying to create separation, especially in man coverage and things like that. Receivers try to, you know, rub routes and pick plays is kind of what they're called, and, you know, trying to create separation for guys so that the quarterback can get the ball in there. So it's kind of become part of the game nowadays.
That was nasty. You know, that was nasty. I'm sure the NFL will review that and see what they can do to rectify those particular plays, because fortunately Talib was able to walk, but if it got a lot more serious, who knows what would have happened.
Akib's a heck of a football player for us. You know, he matches up against the what we consider the top receiver week in and week out. He's a leader, he's a competitive guy, a guy that's going to go out and give you everything he's got. So, you know, you never want to lose a guy like that, but at the same time, guys need to step up, guys need to be ready to play like we've done all year long. And, you know, when one guy goes down, another guy has to step in. But by no means is it easy to replace a guy like Akib. So, it was tough to see him go down.
You look forward to the offseason and what you can do to get better and come back and, you know, hopefully we're a better team and we fix some things that we didn't do as well this year and just try to be competitive.
Long journey didn't end in our favor. We wish we would have got to the point to where, you know, everybody doubted us to get at, but we didn't get there.
I think we should be proud of what we've done. I think a lot of young guys stepped up. You know, we had guys go down at a bunch of key positions for us, and guys were thrown into roles that I don't think they prepared for or knew was going to happen, expected it. But I felt they stepped up and did whatever they had to do each week to make sure we had a chance, and we ended up winning a lot of games that way. So I'm proud of the unit. I'm proud of the guys that were able to step in and fill roles and do anything that they had to do to win games. So I think that's a building block moving forward. A lot of guys that had to play a lot of football this year will be back next year, and hopefully they learn from it and we could be a better team next year.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.